This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Guest's appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. A little bit later on this hour, we will have Lester Hudson, Memphis hooping legend, Chinese Basketball Association hooping legend, later this hour in studio. Before we do that, every day at this time we do the rundown. Why don't we get to it, BC?
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
Kevin Durant has spoken, and he said, John, exactly what I told you when that injury happened and we were trying to figure out who do you blame most. In his first interview since rupturing his Achilles tendon in Game 5 of the Finals, everybody remembers it back in June, he told Yahoo Sports he does not hold the Golden State Warriors accountable for the injury. I have the quotes. John, I'm going to ask you a question after them. Listen closely. Hell no. How can you blame the Warriors? Hell no, Durant told Yahoo Sports. I heard the Warriors pressured me into getting back. Nobody never said a word to me during rehab as I was coming back. It was only me and the trainer, Rick Celebrini, working out every day. Right when the series started, I targeted Game 5. Hell no. It just happened. It's basketball. S happens. Nobody was responsible for it. It was just the game. We just need to move on from that S because I'm going to be back playing. Durant obviously turns 31 in September. He is now with the Brooklyn Nets, having signed a contract with them. Most of us expect him to be out the entire season, as Durant does as well. So we'll see him in another year from now. That said, John, do you believe him? When this happened, I said he's a grown man. He made his own decision, and we can sit here and blame the Warriors if we want to, but you can't. I mean, Kevin Durant makes that decision. There's no way. You put it all your trust in the Warriors, right? You didn't do any of your own homework. Mm-hmm. You put your career on the line without you giving it the yes and the okay. I said it then. He's a grown man, and Kevin Durant came out and doubled down on it. Do you believe him?
Yeah, I mean, I do.
You know, he has a tendency to bend things, bend the truth sometimes,
yeah,
right, about
I mean,
how much he cares.
I think that's pretty emphatic. You know, I mean, now even if he did feel like the Warriors were at fault, you know, would he come out and say
it? Into it?
You know, would he say, yeah, you know, they probably put, I mean, I doubt it. Because they had good memories and it was a successful tenure. It was a successful run with the Warriors. It didn't end the way that, you know, I know he wanted to, but still they did some really good things. And, you know, he got a couple finals MVPs out of it. Like, so I think it's all pretty sweet, you know, for him when you think back to the Warriors. Now, again, to your point though, you know, these are professional athletes and their craft is their bodies, you know, and they know better than anybody else.
Oh, we still blame the Warriors. Heard that storyline a whole bunch. Heard that opinion, hot take.
Yeah, a whole bunch. Never from me, though, you know, because at the end of the day, even if they pressure you, even if they lean on you, even if they say, you know, if they guilt you or whatever they can do, at the end of the day, they can't force you out there. They can't. They just, it's you make that call.
Well, those days when they did, right? And maybe you did sort of, you trusted that team doctor, you know, you're so loyal to your squad, maybe back in the old school days, right? But not today's player, especially.
Right.
Today's player that's, you know, more educated than ever on his own branding.
Absolutely.
And how to be his own guy and sort of get a little bit more of the control back in your hands rather than the hands of the guys that are paying you. Today's player's cognizant of all that. And he's sort of working to have that control. And so, again, yeah, maybe back in the day, right? When you thought you had something, or you maybe there's just the x-ray machine that you got all in the back and it's been used a bunch. Maybe then you trusted them a little bit more and you could sort of point it. But not to not today's player, and certainly not a player like Kevin Durant with so much on the line. So I never bought into that, hey, let's blame the Golden State doctors and everything else. It must be an S show behind the scenes, like everybody was saying. They ruined this man. No, I mean, Kevin Durant knew what was on the line. I think he earned a great deal of respect. Us all knowing what was on the line and him going out there, I think it helped change his legacy, quite frankly, in terms of what people will say about him and help change his story.
Yeah.
No question about it, because what you will not do now is question Kevin Durant's toughness ever, or his willingness to play, his willingness to want him win championships. That's there. It's you know, it's not just about what people think about him. That dude wants to win, and when it's go time, he brings it. And so, look, I never blamed the Warriors, and frankly, I thought KD probably, you know, could have said this a while back to take out some of that, you know, because again, this was something people were saying all over the place. I blame the Warriors. He jokingly, reading further from the story, messed with Raptors fans, who obviously you guys remember cheered. Now, we did get on Raptors fans for that, and I think rightfully so. It was quick. It was an initial clapping of this injury, right? An initial adulation around this thing. It got quickly turned around because the players said how, you know, in their faces showed how disgusting it was. They asked him about it, and with a smirk, Yahoo Sports wrote, he said it will probably be the last time they will be in the finals. He left it at that. I thought that was, you know, for KD, I thought that was pretty well said. Don't need to go any harder in on him than that if you don't feel like it. And I thought that was probably well said. They probably are done, John.
Yeah, and to your point, though, like, I mean, especially in this day and age, comparing it to, you know, back in the day, even watching Hard Knocks, you know, and maybe this is something that's more prevalent in the NFL. I don't know, but I doubt it. You know, at Raiders training camp, do you know who was there as a guest of the Raiders? Antonio Brown's personal trainer. He was there. Mm-hmm. You know, Tom Brady, you know, he's got his guy. I can't remember his name right now. It's escaping
was
me.
Was causing a problem.
Yeah.
But Tom insisted.
Yeah, like he was around.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? What is that trainer's name? It's going to bother me. So you have your own, beyond just the team doctors now. You know, mm-hmm. you know, does LeBron, I'm sure LeBron has somebody that he pays. Who are we talking to about how much money LeBron spends a year?
Alex Guerrero
is the guy's name. Yeah. And so these guys know that their body's holding up for the most part. I mean, most players, I would assume this is true of
that thing on LeBron. You were mentioning the spends a million or something.
Like,
office guys we had tell us that
it's an investment, because it is how you make your money. It is how you get your next contract. You know, and so I said that to say that. The Warriors cannot force Kevin Durant to play. They could not have forced Kevin Durant to play. And so I believe him. I believe him when he says, you know, listen, it was a freak accident. I do not blame the Warriors. There was nothing that – it was a different injury, you know.
Has your respect level for him gone up since he makes the decision to go to Golden State, where he got absolutely murdered for? Has yours gone up for him as a player? Mine has.
Really?
Just honestly, yeah.
I mean, I would tell you it's unchanged for the most part.
I mean, he was an assassin in the finals. Now, it's easy to do that, again, when a lot of, you know, you've got all-stars on the team pulling attention from him. But we know he's one of the greatest offensive players we've ever seen.
Yep.
And then, again, he shows you, you know, I'm going to put winning a championship right now in front of the risk of hurting my career and certainly my health. And that's how he put it on the line.
Yep.
And for me, I mean, putting it all on the line, that earns you points in whatever walk of life you're in. And so for me, yes, it did go up. Look, I was never one of the guys that killed Durant, and, you know, you're going to join the enemy. Certainly wasn't something I was out here cheering for. But, I think in terms of the respect level for me, it went up with how he sort of treated this thing. I'm going to go. Those teammates mean a lot to me. I want to help win one for Golden State. Here it is. I'm going to put it on the line. And earn points with me. I think it did with most folks.
Yeah, so it's actually a really good interview and telling in many ways. So you should go check it out over at Yahoo Sports with Kevin Durant, because it is definitely a very good and worthwhile interview.
Next story.
Saw this yesterday, as a matter of fact, and wanted to get your opinion on it. You know, Taylor Lewan has a podcast. It's called Bussin' with the Boys.
I've heard you talk about it. I haven't listened to it myself.
Yeah, I don't really listen to it either. I don't listen to podcasts generally. Like, I just don't have time. I found one called Unforgotten.
I thought that murder thing you were on a couple of years ago.
Serial?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was, you know, several years ago. That swept the nation, man.
Okay.
And didn't touch you, I see. You don't know what the hell it's about.
No.
Have you ever listened to a podcast in your life?
I mean, for the show, you know.
Have you ever listened to a podcast recreationally?
Nah.
Like driving to Missouri, You've never put on a podcast.
Oh, no, I got the YouTube on. I'm playing my 70s, 80s jams all the way through. 90s as well.
I think that's – I mean, I think a podcast is a total generational thing for the most part. Like the – you know, going and seeking them out and, you know, driving around. I think you're, you know, I'm not saying you can't or there aren't people who do listen to podcasts.
Absolutely
in their 40s.
What are you talking about?
But I'm just saying.
I disagree with you. I think it's, there's a lot of people my age that listen to podcasts.
Like, I listen to the Zach Lowe podcast show. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm not going to seek it out and listening to it on a Saturday, right, when I got a little CJ playing in front of me. I got to hear what Zach Lowe said about the NBA.
But I think if you broke down who listens to podcasts, though, I would bet you the majority of if you broke it down percentage-wise, 20s and 30s.
Oh, sure, right? Because you're pro. I mean, the folks that tell us they listen to us, it's almost like, you know, if they can't catch us live, it seems to be more so part of their routine. That podcast is part of what you do in
I'm
your
not
routine.
Saying life doesn't end when you're 40. You know, I'm not saying it does, but I just think that there are fewer podcast listeners, you know, in the 40s and 50s, in that range. Anyway, that's not the point of the story.
Yeah.
Taylor Lewan has a podcast, and he had Jalen Ramsey as a guest, who, of course, is the controversial, polarizing DB for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And he was talking about his college days and things that he would do to gain a competitive advantage over his opponent. And one of the things he said that he would do when he was at Florida State is he would slide into the DMs of opposing players' girlfriends. And he doesn't say what exactly he said when he was doing that, but he would slide in the direct messages of opposing players' girlfriends, and he said that people got hot about it, and that like if he was going up against a big time receiver, you know, in the ACC, you know, he said he would absolutely slide into the DMs of those players, and they would get mad about it.
Terrific.
And he said once he got to the NFL, he stopped because it was not girlfriends anymore; it was wives, and that people get shot over wives in 2019. And so he said he doesn't do that anymore. What do we think about sliding into DMs of players' girlfriends to get into their head? And like would that like wouldn't it make you want to,
you know, I love Dennis Rodman, who, you know, part of his deal was getting underneath your skin. And, you know, to do that, he'd pull out all the antics. You know, would pinch on your booty, if you remember, and actually use that to get under. Because look, I mean, you're a man. You know, we're just talking real. It's going to bother you, right?
Yep. Yes.
But he did it all. And just as a fan, and maybe it's just because he was my guy. Because certainly when he was a Piston, I couldn't stand him. But I appreciated him being willing to do all the things. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
There seems to be a little bit of a man code line here, though. Again, when you're talking to another man's woman, and again, I understand it's the competition. You're trying to get in their heads. You're trying to frustrate them. I mean, it kind of sounds like a John Martin move, quite frankly. I'm not sure if it's morally right, and certainly probably a step across the line, the man code line, right? You don't need to be talking to another man's woman. Not if she's hitched up.
Well, yeah, but not hitched, but just in a relationship.
That's enough, isn't it? No?
In college? Do you think it's enough in college? Those relationships be pretty flimsy, pretty thin.
I'm thinking... I saw this story and I thought about it. He had to dig on these guys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Unless they're IG models, right? And how many college guys have got IG models? So I'm figuring he has to dig, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm figuring if you dig and you have to find information and you can, that relationship's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Not just a fly-by-night, one-night thing like you're thinking about.
Who can tell? Who knows? Now,
I think he's embellishing a little bit. Maybe he does this one or two times. But, again, think about the digging that's involved and literally the time that would be spent. Right, and is it worth it? The time that be spent to go find out who the girlfriend of these guys is. How many times are you gonna do that?
Yeah. Now, in terms of
the kind of attention span in college, I'm not sure that you do.
Getting in,
he's exaggerating a little.
Getting in somebody's head. You know, you mentioned Dennis Rodman pinching booties.
Yeah.
Lance Stephenson many years ago blew into LeBron's ear during the playoffs.
Remember Clemson? What they were doing with the touching? Do you remember the Clemson football team? They were grabbing.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember that in games? Folks had video of it and everything. Yeah. They're grabbing the opponent.
Was that like multiple games or just one play?
I want to tell you it's multiple games.
Okay, they were grabbing the crotch.
Yeah, it was a tactic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the most effective tactic you've seen? Like for you, would it be Dennis Rodman touching your butt? Would that throw you off your game?
All day. It's weird how we appreciate those things when he's with us, but, you know, you do it so thug, it's garbage player.
Lance Stephenson blowing in LeBron James's ear.
Well, like, that didn't affect him.
It did.
Please.
It did. They almost lost that series, you know? So, I mean, I think it definitely did. I think he was LeBron's kryptonite in many ways, and that's just because he blew in his ear. But anyway, that was a result of the podcast. So we got out of that. Jalen Ramsey used the DM college receiver's girlfriend to get in their head.
Next story.
Last night, and I apologize for my ignorance for those of you all listeners that watch CMT. It's a channel that I'm not very familiar with. John, are you familiar with it?
I mean, I know what it is.
For our listeners that don't know, that are in the, what is CMT?
It is country music television.
That's why I don't watch. But there's a show that's a lot like My Basketball Wives, which I was just talking about last night. And John, for the first time ever, we had an appearance from Shaquille O'Neal. He's opening up his L.A. restaurant. He was on Basketball Wives. It's a show called Racing Wives. And typically, I wouldn't be into something like this, but they put it, it's a CMT show, I think, that started back up in January, and they showed it last night on VH1. So for me, it felt like it was the premiere, because again, I'm catching it after Basketball Wives. Looked like they're trying to get more viewers, John. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's the wives of the Bushes from the race, from Kurt. Who's the other, which one's the other Bush?
Kurt and Kyle Bush.
Kyle is the other Bush.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of more. You've got a woman driver who's trying to make her way. Then you got, and it's a couple of them. One that's married to a driver, and another one that are former Titans cheerleaders.
Okay.
Who, I guess, moved to Charlotte, John, and they leveled up. They married a racer, and in one case, this girl from Memphis married a pit crew member of that racer, John Martin. These girls are former Titans, one of them from Memphis. She's the black girl. She's the only black girl on the show. They have married into the racing culture.
Wow.
And what you find out, that the Bushes live on the same, and again, the only thing I know about NASCAR is my man Brad Daugherty, which John didn't know, dang, just thought Brad Daugherty was all NASCAR, forgot about his whole NBA career.
I knew he played the NBA.
You didn't know a dang thing about Brad Daugherty.
I didn't realize he was as good.
Well, that's my NASCAR guy. So I'm learning that Jeff Gordon and these Bushes, they all live on the same lake. Mm. It's Lake Norman. You ever heard of that? It's a lake for the rich people of NASCAR. Mm-hmm. Right? And all these wives, it's like a society thing. They're all living there in their NASCAR life.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Just as it, but the girl from Memphis, John, the girl from Memphis, you would think she was raised in this NASCAR life. She talks super extra country, you know what I'm saying? Kind of, you know, kind of fits the
twang.
Yeah. And I don't know if you're aware, but she's like, they call them brand models. Mm-hmm. So I think she was a monster, former Monster Energy model.
Okay.
But anyway, she's married up. They're all in these big houses over on Lake Norman. And I tell you what, John, at first I'm like, man, what is this? This looks like a ripoff of My Show Basketball Wives. But you know what? The stars in this case is the wives are actually married in most of these cases. Something with the Basketball Wives, you get one that's married to like Eric Williams, who doesn't even play in the league anymore. She's divorced from him for years. You're wondering why they're still on the show.
Yep.
These are actual wives of actual relevant racers.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I was into it, particularly of the two former Titans cheerleaders that leveled up, one of them from Memphis. Yep. Did you know that?
I had no clue, man. And it's just it blows my mind that we
see if I could find her name.
We can pretty much it's something Shaw, right?
Yeah. Well, she married the guy, so I'm not sure if that's her maiden name or real name. I sent you the text of it.
Yeah, I don't remember her name either. But I did you know do a little research. It does amaze me that there is this like. Wives culture now on television, you know.
It's Mariel
like everything Swan. Wives. Mariel Swan. Yeah, that was it. Yep. Not Shaw, Swan. you know, like, where does it end, man? I mean, we got basketball wives. We got racing wives.
That was that's actually my question.
Coming to WKNO next fall, 92.9 wives. That now it requires them all to be friends, right?
You old Jay. That's some J&J right there.
Don't they have to be friends?
I think it helps.
Yeah.
Yes. You're not just throwing people together. It's usually a group of women that actually know each other.
So it wouldn't be great television if we had all our wives. Like, it would just be like, hey, what's up?
Well, we know who's going to be calling the shots.
Who?
Giannotto's wife.
You were exactly right.
Oh, well, she's going into that thing calling the shots. We'll see how it all works out.
No, this is
I'd
good.
Watch.
This is like a real world.
Brad? Your wife, I know she'll put her foot down, too, won't she?
She is the boss in my family.
Yeah, Brad don't get to do nothing.
So is it just Bennett? Bennett's got a wife? We're going to have her in there?
I like not being the manager of something, and especially my family. My wife is that.
Interesting. Yeah.
I think you find that most of the time you do better when you give the wife that yep. kind of control.
It would be like the real world. You know, mm-hmm. it would be like the real world. Yeah, you know, if we got all our wives, I mean, that'd be great. Maybe it would be great television just to see.
We have a lot of strong women in our staff. Very talented, smart. You know, teachers. You know, administrators.
What kind of ratings will we get on that thing? The wives of the 99 hosts.
I think it would be the highest rated
and
program.
Personalities.
It'd be the highest rated program WKNO has ever seen.
Even, better than Jeff's?
Yes.
Gaston's?
Yes. Oh. I mean, it would be.
Sports Files?
That's what we're discussing. Yeah, like it would absolutely.
About Sports Files.
It would absolutely. I think it would.
Crushed Sports Files?
You would never hear that word, that phrase ever again, Sports Files.
Somebody going to get cursed out eventually. Faith going to have a cursing at some
point.
I think Faith
would end up being the star of the show.
Now, she would really repent later. But
yeah, but I mean, we have to wait till later, mm-hmm. you know. Who else would, we have a lot.
I'm worried about Sam. I'm not going to lie to you. She's young in there. That's some.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's some ladies with some claws on that show.
But don't let Sam fool you, man. Underneath that really sweet interior.
What?
She is a grizzled veteran.
No.
She is. Man.
No way.
She can pretty much navigate any situation.
Okay.
She's from New York now. I mean, we can play some games if you want to play some games.
Well, I know what her father will do.
Yeah. Don't forget, man.
That's actually interesting. We might have to do that.
92.9 wise.
Put them together, see how long they can stand each other.
What about Jeff, man? Jeff's not going to have a representative in there. That's kind of sad. Maybe he can be the host. Maybe Calkins can be like the host of. This is great.
His return to WKNO.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
A better show.
What's the guy who hosts that show?
Sports Files was fantastic.
It was. It was a great show. Yeah. It was a great show, man. No question about it. So anyway, yeah. So Racing Wives. It's your new thing, huh?
Well, for those of us I'm not going to lie to you. You know, black folks, because I didn't know it was out. It come out in January. Looks like they're trying to draw us in because they put it on after my Basketball Wives last night. And they got a black girl from Memphis on there.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. Always a Memphis tie, as we say here on J&J all the time.
It is true. It is true. All right, one more before we go to break here.
Next story.
There has been some breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports, brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Transfer from the University of Memphis football program. Brady McBride, who is the backup quarterback over there at the University of Memphis, is going to enter the transfer portal. This was initially reported by Christian Fowler. I'm never surprised at all or shocked at all when this happens. It happened last year with David Moore. You know, Brady McBride knows the deal. He's not going to play. He's not going to play this year, and he's not going to play next year because Brady White got that initial year of eligibility.
Right.
So it's just like, why would you want to sit behind a guy and wait for him to get hurt, basically? I mean, that's what you're doing, you know? And if you feel like you can go somewhere and actually start, I don't know where that would be. But Brady Davis, you know, he transferred to, I want to say, Illinois State, and I think he's the starter there, and he's doing well. You know, so if you have, I mean, ultimately these guys want to play. They want to start, you know, wherever that is. That's why you get in this game. And it's not going to happen here. You know, it's just simply not going to happen here. And David Moore is at Central Michigan, by the way. He did the JUCO thing. And then now he's at Central Michigan.
Did he end up putting up decent numbers down there? Because he started out not doing that. And you would get reminders of it from the people that said, oh, well, what's Memphis doing letting David Moore go? And he got down there, and, uh-huh. and at least initially – wasn't putting up anything significant in terms of numbers, but I figured, you know, not that you had to have a monster season to get to Central Michigan, but I just wondered if that got any better for him down there. I hope it works out for David Moore, who was a guy who could buy a little extra time with those legs.
Yeah, but Brady McBride is transferring.
As well as for Brady.
You know, I mean, and again, like, this is...
You weren't going to play next year either.
Or next year.
And you see this guy's got the hold on it right now.
I don't blame anybody in this situation.
I mean, if you go into it and you see White, you may be struggling a little bit. Maybe, you know, it's just in terms of a guy that wants to play. It's a competition. Let's keep it real. You're on the same team, but it's competition.
Yep.
Maybe if you see him struggling a little bit and there's some question, maybe you hang in there and hope out that you're beat him out at some point, whether it's this year or next year. But if you see that he's got a firm grasp of it, which I'm hoping is the case, at least from what he's seeing, because that's what Tiger fans are hoping, then yes, I think the writing's on the wall.
But I think it's very clear that Brady White has a vice grip hold on this job under Mike Norvell. You know, Mike Norvell recruited him to Arizona State back in the day, and now he's at Memphis, and you know, here's Brady. So, you know, this is the deal. Lots of Bradys. My God.
so many Bradys. Brady White, Brady McBride, Brady Davis, and I don't think we got anybody's name mixed up. That's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah, let's keep it that way.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, Lester Hudson is scheduled to be in studio with us. We will talk to him about what he's got going on in Memphis with the back-to-school bash, and also, of course, his Chinese basketball career, because it is absolutely legendary. So we will do that here in just a little bit. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, broadcasting throughout the entire Mid-South on Blowtorch 680 AM and in pristine HD FM on 92.9 FM in Memphis.
Memphis, 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 Memphis. Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee, the beautiful land in the world.
Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move is going to be made the first week of July. So from now until June 27th, you're still going to the current location. But starting July 8th, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road and Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road opens July 8th. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-1333.
When you compare the Humana Gold Plus HMO plan with other plans, there's no comparison. That's because it's Tennessee's only 5 out of 5-star CMS-rated Medicare Advantage HMO plan. The only one. No other Medicare Advantage HMO plan in Tennessee received excellent ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in all 5 categories, including managing chronic conditions, helping members stay healthy, and providing a great member experience. And there's no need to wait. You can switch out of your current plan and enroll in the Humana Gold Plus HMO H4661 anytime you want. Like right now, for instance. Find out why this Humana plan has no comparison. And make the switch by calling a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-526-5339 or visiting Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Every year, Medicare evaluates plans based on a 5-star rating system. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs, and thighs in original or spicy, and 2 large sides for just $15. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
If you're ready to sell your home, or if you're ready to find the home of your dreams, you need to call the Live Love Memphis Group today. The website is livelovememphis.com. The phone number to call is 685-6000.
And the person to ask for is Jennifer Carsonson. She took care of me. She'll take care of you, too.
685-6000.
Frontier Western Store's world-famous boot showroom is waiting for you. With aisles and aisles of boots in one easy spot, you will find your next favorite pair at Frontier. Everyone loves Ariat boots, and Frontier has over 1,000 pair in that brand alone. Come grab a pair of rugged work boots like the Work Hog, or discover an everyday classic in Ariat's Rambler. Tons of other brands as well: Rocky, Dan Post, Red Wing, Durango, Justin, Twisted X, and many more. Frontier constantly restocks and refreshes their lineup of boots, so you're certain to walk out of the store happy in your new comfortable footwear. They have a wide assortment of sizes available for men, women, and children. Work, dress, or play, Frontier's knowledgeable staff will cheerfully help you find the perfect fit. It's boots galore at Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, or on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated, you know it, since 1967.
Before you go full speed into fall, get 25% off top brands like Nike at Macy's right now. Great prices on logo tees, leggings, and head-to-toe looks for everyone means you're ready to go back to school, get back on the field, or just cruise effortlessly through the week. And to really start the season strong, Under Armour, Champion, and Adidas are 25% off too. Fall's about to make its move, so make yours first with 25% off select styles from Nike, Under Armour, Champion, and Adidas at Macy's and Macy's.com.
Hi, I'm Jen. I'm a dog person.
I'm Clara, and I'm a cat person.
As a dog person, I wear Bob's for Dogs from Skechers because with every pair sold, Skechers makes a donation to the Petco Foundation to help save sheltered dogs.
As a cat person, I wear Bob's because they've already saved over 240,000 sheltered pets, including cats.
But I like that you can find Bob's at over 600 Petco stores.
I prefer to buy them online at Skechers.com.
Let's just agree that we both like Bob's.
Agreed.
Bob's for Dogs from Skechers. Available at Petco, Skechers, and wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is a Memphis hooping legend, former Central High standout, former Southwest Tennessee standout, former Tennessee Martin stud, NBA. He's a star in China, the CBA's all-time leading foreign scorer. His name is Lester Hudson, and brother, he joins us now. Man, I've always wanted to sit down and do this with you. Welcome.
Man, thanks for having me.
No question about it. This weekend, here's the important news. You're having a back-to-school bash. It's Saturday. Correct me if I get any of my details wrong. Noon to 3 p.m.
Yes,
over
sir.
At Glenview Community Center, which is what? Your stomping grounds back in the day? Did you come up around there?
Yeah, where I grew up at. My whole family grew up at in Glenview, so I just wanted to give back to the community that I grew up at.
How long you been doing this?
Probably
for a
like,
while, right?
Yeah, like seven
Zach
years.
Zach come through there and stuff and for
yeah,
years?
Everybody, Zach, Penny, Tony Allen, Jarrell Martin, Marshawn Brooks. So a lot of guys came through there.
See, we try to shine the light every time when we get, whether it's you, whether it's that, anytime guys come back and give back, I don't think it gets talked about enough. And particularly with you, man, because I know everybody's here. You got Penny over at the University of Memphis. Everybody knows the legend he is.
Yes,
talking about, we've seen the career that's had. So many great Memphis hoopers.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talked about enough?
I
know you're
I
a humble man, but so I'm curious in your answer.
Right. Yeah, I think I am. Everybody give me my props that I do, I think. Everybody, you know.
I know when you go in that gym, that respect level is
for
there.
For sure. Yeah. Always. I can't walk in the gym without getting double teamed. So.
How did you do it? And I know this is a long answer, but maybe you can put it. Mm-hmm. You're a guy, I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
So your Central High career, I'm looking, thinking at the score you were and ended up being, that
right.
you won the top high school scores in Shelby Metro history.
Right.
Brother, I couldn't find, you're not in the top 40.
I
so
know.
How do you go from that to Southwest, then get the first, you're the first Division I player ever to get a quadruple double in college. How do you grow so much, you know, after high school? You don't typically see a story like this.
Oh, man, high school was rough on me, you know, trying to find my way, you know, and what I want to do in life, coming from an unfortunate family. But Coach Applewhite, I got to give him props, man.
That was my guy.
Yeah.
Whose sons are playing Alden and them, you know.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He's a beast.
He's going to be good.
Hurt.
Yeah, he's a high major.
Yes, sir. He just stayed with me. He gave me an opportunity, you know, he saw me out of PE and brought me in and told me, can I do this at trial later on? I came back and did it. He gave me a chance to be on the team. Unfortunately, it didn't work out in high school. Then he came back again after high school and brought me to Southwest and had me try out again for Southwest Community College. I made the team, and from there on, I just kept getting better and better and better.
I don't want to get too deep in your business, but how tough was it coming out of where you came from? How tough was the background? How tough is it? Because we've seen so many of stories where the guys don't make it through, bro. How mm-hmm. did you get through, and how tough was it?
Oh, man, it was very tough. You know, I think I got to, like, the older guys in my neighborhood because I was running, you know, with guys that want to go to school and, you know.
Yeah, man.
doing your thing, you know, doing whatever you can do to eat. So the older guys used to always, if I skip school or anything in my neighborhood, always make sure I catch me and make sure I go to school. They must saw something in me
the
that I didn't
see. The old heads were doing it. Yeah. They were helping raise you up.
There was, even if I didn't go to class when I went to school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was some of those days I didn't go to school.
I believe.
But they made sure I went to school. They picked me. They, man, come on. And
literally a village.
School. Yeah, so they didn't want me doing what they was doing, you know, and grow up with what they was doing. So, man, I appreciate them, and that's why I want to go back to my neighborhood all the time and give back.
Man, so if they're that's not awesome. There and that doesn't happen, this whole story that we're telling and the mm-hmm. the force you become,
yeah.
What do you, I imagine, look, I've talked to a lot of guys that came out of tough circumstances, mm-hmm. Joe Jackson being one of them, man. You see a lot of guys right. that you know fall by the wayside, man.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was a lot of special people that helped you
oh,
through
it. Oh, for sure. You know, it was just not one. It was not just two. It was a lot. You know, it was everybody I met coming from high school to college and after. Man, it was great, great people God put in my life to help me get to the next level.
That's the Memphis
level.
I love,
you know, it was the man above putting the right people in position to me to get out because it was very hard, you know. Not be able to, you know, have the things that you want as a kid, you
yeah.
know, and everybody else have it, and you feel a certain type of way. But, you know, I had supporting cast, you know. My mom did what she can do, my sisters, my dad, you know, my grandmother, you know, rest in peace to her, she passed away now.
Amen.
Just a lot, man, best friends, you know, at the time, and, man, it was a lot of people. It was a lot of people, man.
So what's it like to go from that to not having to now literally you've made your way, you've established mm-hmm. a career, you've gone over to China, made a ton of money, you've spent time in the NBA. What's mm-hmm. it like going from not having to literally being able to have what you want? Is it still the same mindset? Like, how do you stay hungry once you
I know it's tough.
Get it, bro?
It's tough. I talk to my wife about it all the time. You know, it's tough trying to stay hungry and you have so much success in life and you never thought you was going to be in this position, you know, to go overseas and do what you love to do.
To do back-to-school bashes for kids and give back. Like
and give back, and it's coming out of my pocket. No fundraiser or nothing like that. It's every year, you know. I want to just do it out of my heart, you know. I don't want to be calling everybody. I could, you know, and ask and save my money, but I just want to give back out of my pocket. Like, people helped me when I was growing up, you
Amen.
Know.
Yeah.
$5, $10, anybody in the neighborhood just to, you know, just help me out, even if I didn't ask, you know. So, that's the big reason why I want to give back and looking up to the older guys that's giving back, like you said, Penny Hardaway and Z-Bo and people like that.
Man, you right up there with them.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, what are you, 35 now? All these diamonds, excuse me, the diamonds are blinding me.
How old you can't see in the studio.
I don't want to make you sound too old, but how much basketball we got left in it? I mean, you're in great shape. Every time I see you working out, Javante, everything else, look like you played another 10.
Right.
How much more basketball in that body?
I think I got like 4 or 5 more years, but I think I'm going to cut it off at like 2 or 3 more years and, you know, come back and raise my girls. I have 3 little girls, you know.
Okay.
And it's tough when I leave them and, you know, they cry and things like that. So, but I want to try to set myself up so I can take care of them forever.
Yeah.
You know? So I want to try to get in 2 or 3 great more years and hopefully I can retire then. But if not, keep playing.
Can we get you on the Memphis TBT team? Please, like, we really need you. We can't get out. We can't get out of the regionals.
Can you not get out of your contracts to help this Memphis team out, man?
Yeah, I think we go try to put one together next year.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And
you gonna get your own guys.
Yeah, put one together and try to do a little training camp and everything to be ready. You know, because we have a lot of great hoopers in Memphis. We just got to come together and play together, you know. I think that's the big thing, you know.
These other
and
teams
we can
are
win.
Playing together. See,
yeah,
that's the,
yeah.
That's
the other teams are playing together, and they work, and they have plays.
No doubt.
They haven't practiced.
That's $2 million. You got to take it seriously.
Yeah, you got to take it seriously. So that's the only way. The only way I would play, you know, if everybody just take things serious, have a training camp 2 weeks before or 3 weeks, and practice together.
Yeah.
You know, and get sets. You got to run sets. You can't go out there and play like.
Exactly.
You know, pick up basketball.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Man, I think I'm gonna try it next year. A lot of guys call me. They call me every year.
Oh, yeah.
And even the guys out of town call me. But I'm like, I can't play with y'all because
I don't know you. Like we don't haven't been doing that.
Right. I got to play with Memphis. I got to. My guys would be mad at me. So,
yeah, yeah. Are you thinking City of Memphis and University of Memphis guys? Or
That's going to be it.
Okay.
City of Memphis and the University of Memphis.
I got you.
Together.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You know, like 4 or 5 from the city of Memphis and four or five from University of Memphis, and I think we can take it.
No doubt. So let's just go back to, because you came out, man, both at Central and Southwest, like when the U of M was hot.
Yeah.
Like Cal had that thing where it was at its best. Did you ever look over there and resent, you know, I don't know, were they recruiting you? Like, what was the deal there with Memphis?
You were just coming on the scene,
I was just coming on the scene, but I was up there actually playing with them, you know, pick up basketball. So, you know, Kyle saw me a couple times, and he said something. I think DK was there, too.
Yep.
Because I was going up there with Andre Allen. He was up there. It was like one of my best friends. So he was bringing me up there and working it out. And me playing against them, you know, helped me believe in myself, you know, that I can make it, too, because all these guys was projected to go to the NBA.
No doubt.
You know, you have Derrick Rose, Dorsey, Tyreek Evans, Dozier.
CDR,
Tagger. You know, they had a squad.
They did.
You know what I mean? So, man, so when I was holding my own up there, I'm like, man, I might can make it. And, you know, I started believing myself. Other people was telling me, but, you know, you got to believe in yourself.
No doubt.
So once I started playing against them guys and Andre Allen was bringing me up there, you know, things like that, and man, I started believing in myself, and like, man, I can make it if I just stay down and stay focused.
No doubt.
Give myself a chance to make it.
Did you want an offer? Like, were you like really hoping that they came through, or was it just like, you know, it's bigger than just where I go to school?
I think for me it was bigger than I go to school. It was just somewhere I just need to stay focused on my schoolwork because, you know, I had to get out of a little trouble in schoolwork. You know, I was behind a year or two, you know, so I needed to get somewhere I could be focused and concentrate on my grades and basketball at the same time.
Yep.
So that's why I chose UT Martin. It was just a small city, small town.
Yep.
And the Coach James came to me. It's like, one thing I know what you're going to have when you leave here is your diploma. And that would caught my eye, you know. So if I go to school and if I didn't make it, at least I have my diploma. And that's been like probably the first in my family to have, you know, a diploma out of college, you know.
Yeah.
So thankful for that.
And there wasn't much else to do in Martin besides schoolwork and basketball.
It was nothing.
Like, that's it.
That was it. I was waking up 6, 7 in the morning running track with my coaches. Man, working out, shooting 1,000 shots a day. Doing this on my own. We going to track by myself at 6 and then doing a workout with the team.
Yeah.
And getting shots up by myself with the coach and getting shots up with the team. So it was just a whole lot of grit and grind, you know. That's a perfect thing I can say.
Yeah.
Because for Memphis, it's a lot of grit and
grind. No doubt, man.
We're talking to Memphis hooping legend Lester Hudson with us. Now that year that John talked about when it was popping off under Cal, 07-08, they obviously made history, go to the title game. That year, November 13, 2007, Tigers getting ready to make their run. You're making your own history, becoming the first. I know people know this and they see it in record books, but I don't think we talk about it enough. The first Division I player to record a quadruple double. Do you remember that night and how well it was going that night at Martin? And what the heck was, I mean, going on through you? Where everything is going right with you?
Man, everything went right. You know,
25, 12, 10, and 10.
Yeah. What's so funny? I was earlier that day. You know, I had a great run, like, at FedEx Forum. I had to go 35 in Memphis, then 33 the next game against, I think, Maine or somebody like that. But it was another game we was playing, like, that weekend, I think, and I came in the office and told Coach, head coach Brett Campbell, I was like, I'm finna get a triple-double tonight. I want to get a triple-double tonight. And so it happened, I get out there, and I'm just all over the place. I'm just
– You had to be to get the 10
all
steals.
All over the place. And so
– 12 rebounds.
I was finna check out. They finna check out because we was up, like, 20 points. I was finna check out, and the scorekeeper was like, no, you need, like, one more steal and, like, one more assist to have a quadruple-double. I'm like, what is that?
It's never happened in Division One. It had never happened.
I'm like, what is that? He was like, just get it. Just get you a steal and assist. And so it happened. I was just all over the place, and I ended up getting a steal. And my big man, Gerald Robinson, came down trailing me, and I passed it back to him. He got stealed and assist, and then they submastered, got quadruple-double, and then it went on from there. It was just everybody next day calling me in. Want to do interviews, and it was
didn't crazy. ESPN, all that,
ESPN,
I remember back
everything.
Then.
ESPN magazine, all that, everything.
Legendary. See, when I say Memphis hooping legend,
no question.
It's literally legendary.
It's
now,
true.
You go on, after several stops in the NBA, I want our listeners to know, I pointed out earlier, highest scoring foreign player ever been in the CBA, and how long have you been there? How long had you played in China?
8 years.
8 years.
There's other guys play more, You know, I'm probably like top three all-time Chinese players and foreigners.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I'm probably like 800 points behind the Chinese players, you know.
So not much. Highest scoring foreigner and right there behind the other two guys, that the only other two guys been over 10,000.
Right.
What's it like? Like, for the guy that came out of where you came from to go over there, which to me and John, we don't know a dang thing. How do you make a home there? How do you get comfortable? All of that. What was living in China that long like?
Oh, man, it's tough. You know I'm going back, so I ain't. So it was tough. I just adapted that. I adapted my head that this is, like, I felt like I didn't make it in the NBA, so this was my NBA. So
I've heard you say that. That's how
I put it in my in my mind that I was gonna treat this like my NBA.
Yep.
I wish other dudes would do the same thing.
I love the NBA. I think every team gave me the opportunity. I think I should have got a better opportunity, but I thank them. But I took my talent over to China and put in my mind I was gonna treat China like the NBA, and I didn't want to go nowhere else. This is gonna be my home. You know, I don't like jumping and going, you know, teams, countries, things like that. So, I just work hard every day and try to stay in great shape and try to do the best I could night in, night out when I went to China and not worried about what's going on back home. I just focus on trying to talk to my family, things like that, but not the other stuff that can distract you and things like that. So,
yep.
I try to stay focused and trying to be the best player of all time in the CBA history.
I won't ask you about, like, what the food's like and all that, because I imagine that takes some getting used to. But, like, how were you living? Do like, have you, like, in a, you know what I mean?
High rise
somewhere?
Right,
did they, when you were a star,
he's living
like you
good
were,
now.
You,
come on
you,
now.
Do they give you 50 acres and you're living out on a big mansion? Like, how does Lester Hudson live in China?
Well, it was a team that I played for that had, like, a big mansion that the players and the workers stayed in. It was, it was crazy. He had his own
All
bar.
Y'all in there?
I mean, no, it's just the foreigner players.
Okay, just the foreign
players,
guys. Gotcha.
You know, and then they had maids and stuff, clean up your rooms and things like that.
Oh, bro, that's
And then another team, you know.
It really was the NBA.
Right. And then, like.
Sweet.
When I first went over there, it was kind of tough to leave. We just kind of just
picking up. It was coming on, right.
And the rooms wasn't that good. I'm talking about, man, it was terrible. Trust me, I'm talking about, like.
Like
I had
roaches?
To go through,
man, no, they don't have roaches in China.
I'm talking about, like in a tub, holes in the tub, like shower where you had to, like, stand over the hole and shower.
Oh, bro, we had to get out of that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I had to adapt to it. You know what I'm supposed to do.
Well, you always did. That's how you survived and came through.
Since I was young.
That helped
you
there.
So, and then the team I just come from, I just played, was in a 5-star hotel, big suite, you know, food, like the normal. The normal food, salmon, steak, grilled chicken on the menu. And it was great the last few years. So China's coming up, the cities, the league, everything. So it's been great so far.
I think it's such a great lesson, man, like your story, because you get it, man. You know what basketball players think like, you know? It's NBA or I've failed.
Right.
NBA or I didn't make it.
Right.
But if, like you said, if you stay down and you approach your craft the same way you otherwise would have, you can go to China or wherever, you know, and make a life for yourself, which is exactly what you did. I can't even look in your direction without, you know, the reflection because from the watch that you're wearing. So, like, you can do that still other than the NBA.
Of course. That's how I wanted to be an NBA player in China, if you see what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm LeBron or I'm Stephen Curry or I'm James Harden or I'm Westbrook.
No doubt.
You know, to them.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because they see them on TV,
absolutely.
But they see me in person, and they like, man,
we got
so
that.
Amazing. Yeah, we got this right here.
Yeah.
You know, so, man, that's how the approach you got to take.
Yep.
You got to, man, you can't never give up. You can't never be down on yourself, man. You got to always stay focused and work hard through the hard times.
Yep.
You know, hard times never last.
Yeah, know? I've wanted this, too.
Hard times never last.
I think you've worked with him quite a bit. I remember going and doing a story on Jarnell Stokes one time. He was getting, I think he was playing AAU then, just kind of coming up. And in the gym, you were working and telling the trainer, man, you better come on. It was you telling Javonte Holmes, man, you better come on. You've been working with Javonte a lot, but so Javonte's been with Will Barton. How's he helped? How tired are y'all? And what is it about him, right? That all y'all game recognizes game. What is it about him that's so good and helps y'all so much?
I'm gonna just say this. Before Vontae, zero MVPs.
I heard that.
After Vontae, three MVPs.
Mm-hmm. What he was, wow. he was a decent hooper, you know, back in the day. like that's what I'm trying to get to. Like, what is it about him in the training that he's literally world class now?
He world class. He studied his game of his players. Mm-hmm. You know, he don't let you do too much outside of your game. He don't try to like make you learn more than what you need to.
Specialize in
what you need and how you need to get to your spots and how you need to get your shot off and things like that. He perfect on that and he do his homework on his guys.
Yeah.
And it showed proof. Will Barnes, Jordan,
I mean, all y'all,
Lester Hudson and Clark.
Yeah.
Even the young guys coming up, you know. Man, he's been great to the city.
Yeah. If you were giving advice to a kid that it's not going the way they thought it would, right? They're not the high school star that's getting the 4- and 5-star rankings already. Maybe they've had a little trouble and it's been a different road for them. If you're advising that kid who may be told, nah, brother, this ain't it for you, you got to go down a different path. But his dream was your dream, right? Getting to the NBA.
Yep.
And like you said, what would be that advice on that survival? What would Lester Hudson tell that kid? Because there's a bunch of them, you know, in Memphis that want to be that and are facing some of those obstacles.
Right. So I'm going to just give a brief, you know, story about me.
Please do.
So, me, I played 1 year high school basketball.
Just 1 year?
Just 1 year high school basketball. I played no AAU basketball.
Yep.
No AAU.
None?
None AAU basketball.
That's how I knew it was something like that. Like,
so, with me saying all that, you know, never give up. You know, it's always a chance you can make it. You know, just keep working, staying focused, be around positive people. Man, tough time never lasts. Tough people do, you know. So it's a grind, and it's gonna be worth it at the end of the road. I don't care what you go through, all the bumps and obstacles and problems, and you know, people saying this, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, never get mad at nobody. Always, you know, take motivation from negativity and positivity. You know, that's what I always do. I take motivation from negativity and positive. You know, to keep going forward in life, you know. So, man, I just never give up, you know, never give up. Always believe in yourself, you know. Don't matter how long it take. It took me a long time. I ain't start making money till 24. You know, I ain't get drafted until I was 24 finna turn 25.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So you don't have to go one and done.
Yep.
You know, right out of college.
Yeah.
You know, man, this guy's like right now that paid for a D-League trial. Like, I was just off the top of my head, like Simmons, I think, played for the Spurs.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's making $8-9 million.
Oh, he got a big contract, yeah.
So, you know, just stay down. And whatever was meant for you is meant for you.
See, how about that?
It's that. That's why, I mean, we really had and I hope, you know, this back-to-school bash that you're doing on Saturday, 12 to 3 out of Glenview Community Center. Again, like I said, we always want to shine the light on that. And I think even just as important is this story, Lester. Mm-hmm. This story, because John and I see it, I'm not going to name any names, but guys that don't make the league, they go into a hole, brother.
Mm-hmm.
They go into a hole and don't realize that there's a whole life, a great life, and it's still a great career that can be made if you go ahead and don't look at overseas as a slap in the face. You were Andre Turner, just like you, was a guy, went over there, made a life for himself, obviously.
Yes.
And those words, man, I think, especially when we got so many hoopers in Memphis, I just think they'll resonate. When's Disney making the movie about you, brother? Because we need to find out who's going to. Brother, this is a movie. You didn't play AAU ball.
No, it's a movie.
1 year of high school. You know, you're rolling through Raleigh back in the day in the 4-door Porsche.
Right, yep.
You still got that thing?
Oh, no, it's gone. It's probably the.
Man, I wish you would have gave it to me, bro. I know, it was back in the day when I was still in Raleigh. I was rolling through, man, see you coming through. No, you haven't. Who would play you in the Disney movie, man? Take your pick. Because we're going to get this done. We're ESPN owned by. We got connections, man. If there's a guy,
we can't make happen.
If we can pick a guy to play the Disney movie on Lester Hudson the life, think about how great a movie this would be. Who to play you? You got somebody? Who would you have play you?
I don't know right now on top of my head. We just have to find out.
Gotta be
you look like you think you ain't worth a movie.
Gotta be a hooper.
Brother, this is a movie.
Oh, for sure.
For real. You already working on this, I bet.
A couple guys.
Well, he hasn't retired yet. You have to retire.
That's how I feel. You have to retire. I feel like I have to retire first and then give my whole full story, even like the next few years.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's have Common do it. Common will play you in the movie.
That'd be great. We got to hit him up.
Common?
You don't sound excited about Common.
Let's do Michael B. Jordan.
Like we trying to like sell out.
Yeah. You know,
Common ain't doing that, bro. Common ain't getting folks to the box office.
Brother, you have a blockbuster store.
Yeah, man. And if y'all can help me out to put it out, that'll be great.
Well, we will.
Well, you do know he was the first voice in an Academy Award winning film.
Oh, okay.
Undefeated.
A little bit of experience in this, brother.
That's why I'm telling you, man.
Yeah,
he didn't get paid.
I can smell it.
He didn't get paid, though. That was his first mistake. Oh. He signed his life away. Don't make it sound like I'm just trying to get paid.
This man got enough people trying to get to his money already. I'm quite sure.
He's going to want to get paid next time, though, if he's consulting. You know,
he got to. You got to get paid.
Representation.
You got to get paid.
Let's do this. I know you're going to, you know, you plan to go play some more in China and everything, man. But anytime you've got something like this back to school, man, feel. I want you to feel at home here, because, like I said, I think your story goes right up there with all the best, the legends that have come out of here, and maybe there's even more to draw for all of us out of yours than there is with these other ones, because you came through it all.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Hey, let me ask you real quick, because I know you and Penny are close, and you've been over there in that facility. Have you seen the team play at all? Like this new team they got coming in?
I haven't seen them. Okay. They haven't had open practice yet.
Gotcha.
You know, so but I want to go over there.
Yeah, man.
You know, and see how he coaching and see how the players is, because I think I want to do something like that after I'm done, you know, training or coaching or just staying around basketball and trying to help some kids, like the coaches help me, you know, when the older guys help me. So
you
I
got
just
something to give back, bro.
I want to give back to the younger kids and motivate them to help them try to get to the level that I got to or better. My whole mentality to them, like the younger guys I talk to, I want them to be better than me.
Yeah.
You know, don't try to be like me. Be try to be better than me. You know, that's every time I give anybody advice that's younger than me, try to be better than me. Don't be like me. Try to be better than me.
Yeah, we were talking to a college basketball writer a couple weeks ago, and he put up a poll on Twitter, and it asked who's the most feared recruiter in college basketball right now, and it's Penny was the answer.
For sure. No doubt. Why not? You know, he's a legend in the NBA. You know, top 2 pick, got his own shoe, had his own dog. Nobody ever had that.
Nobody ever did have that.
The kids' parents know that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, hold on, you got to go for a Penny.
I mean, who else could, when a college coach calls, the dad, like, almost bursts into tears. It's like, oh, my God, this is Penny Hardaway.
Right.
You know, like, nobody else can do that.
Nobody else can do that but him, you know? So he's special. He's special for the city. Oh, man, I hope they win. I'm talking about, like, beyond.
This lit over there. It's
beyond,
lit.
Beyond.
Yeah.
National
championship type win.
No doubt.
Like from the bottom of my heart.
They got the roster to do it.
Yes, sir.
You know, just young. But their talent is there.
He is Lester Hudson. He's got his back to school bash. He's giving back backpacks, school supplies, free haircuts. It's Saturday, noon to 3 p.m. at Glenview Community Center. We've got the link over 92.9 ESPN on Twitter and Instagram. You can register for the event. Brother, we love the great work you're doing.
Absolutely, man.
And, man, just really appreciate your time, man, getting to do this with you.
Thanks for having me. And then, you have to attend the backpack giveaway. I'm picking 10 great kids at the backpack giveaway to take them shopping the next day.
Oh, wow.
Bro,
nice.
You know, so they have to be there. There's going to be something in the backpacks that pick them. We not just going and like, okay, we're going to pick you. We're going to pick you. No, we're going to put something in the
backpack. Like a golden ticket in that thing.
Yeah, something like that. And then pick.
Bro, we get to
like
shop 10. With you?
Man, China was good to Lester Hudson.
So,
my goodness.
We don't even get in his pockets, but yeah, go look. It's been good.
Yeah. So, go take 10 great kids to get them a couple pair of shoes, couple uniforms and things like that. And then you got to register on my link on Instagram for free haircuts. You know, and then we got free food by the Wing Factory of Memphis. And then the haircuts is by celebrity Barbara C. Styles, downtown.
Oh,
he's great.
Yeah,
you want to come
best.
Get your haircut back.
Yep, yep.
And what's your IG real fast? I know everybody's on it, but for the folks tonight.
Lester_Hudson14.
Yeah, got all the registration stuff.
L_Hudson14.
L_Hudson14. Mm-hmm. There
go
you
follow a legend and get registered for this. Man, thank you for this.
All right, yes, thanks sir. For having me.
Anything else you need, man, ever hit us up, Moji. You just want to come through, chop it up, man. Open door.
Okay,
love to have
yes,
you.
Sir.
Yes,
Lester.
Sir. Yeah. Is Lester Hudson, Chinese basketball and Memphis basketball legend. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
How would you like to put an extra $10,000 to $15,000 in your pocket every single month? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci, and not that long ago, I was a first responder struggling to make ends meet, and I was in major debt with a wife and three girls to feed. Then I developed my flipping houses formula, and now I'm financially free. As a first responder, I protected countless lives, and now I protect financial lives, and I want to help you too. For a limited time, I'd like to give anyone that calls a free copy of my House Flipping 101 kit. In this kit, I'll show you how to flip one house in the Memphis area. With my proven formula, you won't need cash or credit. You'll just need access to my massive network of real estate investors looking to invest.
Text your zip code to 62,000 right now for free VIP tickets and a copy of Nick's proven House Flipping 101 kit. If you've ever considered flipping houses as your path to financial freedom, text your zip code to 62,000 now for your free VIP tickets and House Flipping 101 kit. Text your zip code to 62,000. That's your zip code to 62,000 now.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.